Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you so much, Mark, and thank you, Texans fans, for checking out this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty, and on Monday, receiver Kevin Walter took part in a live chat for the website. Afterwards, we talked with him, found out his expectations for 2010, and much, much more.
How did that go? How much fun is that connecting with the fans?
Oh, it's really neat. It's really neat. You know, you get, you know, fans all across the country, you know, answering these questions. It was definitely a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun, and I enjoy doing it.
A lot of stuff, a lot of questions about, you know, playoffs in 2010, what sort of performance you might do on the field next year. But I like the minivan question. What's that like, giving dating advice?
Yeah, what was that? The guy asked the question about, was it hurt my game? Is it hurting my game if I drive a minivan? I said, absolutely not. You know, no way. It doesn't hurt your game. It shows the women that you're full of commitment. So, whenever you guys get married and have kids, you're all set.
Yeah, you're a new father. I mean, I don't know if you're driving a minivan or not, but, you know, you got a baby that you got towed around town sometimes.
Absolutely. Yeah, you have to have room, man. You know, you're carrying a lot of stuff. You know, the baby's traveling a lot, you know, traveling with all their diapers and their play packs and, you know, all their stuff, and you need room, so the minivan is good.
All right, we're a week or two into a week or so into the off-season training program. How much different do you feel right now as opposed to, say, this time a month ago, as opposed to this time a year ago when you were under a different strength and conditioning program?
Yeah, well, Ray Wright did a great job, but Cedric Smith came in here, and we got a lot more squat racks in there, which is great. You know, that helps improve speed, it helps improve explosiveness, and that's what I'm looking for personally, and a lot of the guys are excited to go that route. You know, it's pretty different. You know, we have hand cleans. A lot of guys haven't done hand cleans since college, but I think it's good for explosiveness. You know, my shins are bleeding right now, and they're hurting a little bit from it, but it's definitely going to help us out.
Those shins may be bloody, but the hamstring, you say, is 100%, right?
100%. It feels real good. You know, it feels good. I'm, you know, working out hard and doing Pilates and strengthening and elongating that muscle, and I'm looking forward to getting back out there and, you know, 100%.
What's it like for you as an offensive guy seeing the news last week with D'Amico Ryans getting a new deal, Bernard Pollard signing again? How pumped up do you get when you see playmakers like that coming back?
Oh, absolutely. I talked to Bernard today. You know, he's real excited to be back, and talked to D'Amico. You know, D'Amico earned that. You know, he's a leader in our defense, and we need him back, and he's real excited. I'm excited for him. You know, we're excited. You know, it's a good thing. And, you know, those guys are hard workers, man, and we need guys like that on this team to get to where we need to get to, and it's awesome to see that.
Yeah, and it's cool to see them in the weight room doing this, because not all the time the more established guys are in there working, but, you know, it seems like a nice core of guys is together right now.
You're right. You know, I think we got everyone here. Everyone's here working out, working their tail off, and, you know, I think, you know, a year or two ago, you know, we didn't have that. You know, 2 years ago, maybe we didn't have 100%. I think everyone is here. Everyone's working hard. Everyone's taking that, you know, trying to look to take the next step, and I think we're going to do that this year.
Good stuff. Kevin Walter, we appreciate the time. Be good.
Cool. Thanks a lot for having me.